His Master's Voice by T.H. Denison. "Take your foot off my tail," said the devil to Bill, who was scratching his head on the point of a quill. They were chatting together, old friends, I presume, in the quick fading light of a grim little room. Bill paused in his scratching and silently stood, his face showing white and his hands showing blood. "Your lot is at Verdun?" the devil then asked, and Bill's trembling fingers began the sad task. He grunted and stammered, then grunted again, as he read out his losses by number and name. "Your defeat at the Somme?" said the devil once more, as the wind shrieked aloud through a crack in the door. "The figures are great." Then the wind screamed again at the total recorded in the wounded and slain. Bill sighed very deeply. Said the devil, "Ah, well, what you've lost in those regions, you'll find down in hell." Featured in Blind Veterans Review in 1917. Private Thomas Henry Denison. Denison was born on the 24th of June 1884 or 1885 and was working as an official in the coal mine before enlisting with the 8th North Staffs on the 7th of September 1924. A year later, he was totally blinded by a trench mortar in France on the 7th of October 1915. He arrived at Blind Veterans UK on the 26th of February 1916, spending a short 10 months training in poultry and map making before leaving on 11th of December 1916. He returned to Staffordshire and became a poultry farmer in Blythe Bridge. Unfortunately, he was forced to move in 1924, and at this time gave up poultry and concentrated on mats, at which he was only partially successful. Having married in October 1921, he had one daughter, Nona, born on the 22nd of December 1929, who went on to become a student nurse in January 1947. Denison died young on the 6th of October 1933. I'm Charlotte Cooper-Garcher. I'm on the foundation course at RADA, and my dream as an actress is to be leading lady at the National Theatre.